Everybody, this is Mike Warshan, and we're discussing U.S.-Mexican media. And today we have the world-famous Sergio Aguayo. And Sergio, could you give a little background on yourself?
I am a professor. I'm a Mexican intellectual that trained in the U.S. at Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies. And for the last three decades or so, I have been involved in the promotion of democracy and human rights. A journalist and an activist, and I have been involved simultaneously in grassroots organization and at the same time in promoting my ideas through newspapers, TV, radio, and so on in Mexico.
How do you see the media affecting Spanish politics, and then how do you see it affecting international politics?
Media in Mexico was controlled by the government for so long that when democracy started, the media has had to learn how to handle freedom of expression and the responsibilities that are associated with that. So I would say that we are very good in Mexican media to denounce government's ills, but we are still behind investigative reporting and journalism that go deeper into the issues and presents proposals and set the agenda. Having said that, it is a very energetic media, very diverse, part of it extremely conservative and corrupt, some others very much involved in on the side of the citizens. My impression is that we have very little influence in international affairs because Mexican media has not an impact, for example, in Washington. It has an impact on local politics, California, Chicago, even Miami, where there are concentrations of Mexicans, but not that much for one very important reason. The Mexicans in the U.S. are still organizing and to have an influence on the political world. And so far, they have been unable to do that. I mean, we cannot compare with the Cubans or, let's say, with the Jewish community. So it is a question of time. When Mexicans in the U.S. have much more political muscle, then I am sure Mexican media will have much more influence.
Latino migration, which is mostly Mexican, has a lot to do with solving a lot of the issues that are in front of the United States. Social Security being a big one, the brain drain that's about to happen in the United States being another one. But those issues really don't come out. What comes out are the not-so-happy things. I wonder, and we wonder in this broadcast, whether the lack of Spanish media is contributing to that.
There is a Spanish media in the U.S., but it is it has a lot of focus on American affairs, because when Mexicans leave Mexico, they do that, or most of them at least, because they lack jobs, security, and they are in search of a new life, a new space where to earn a living. Therefore, they tend to not to integrate culturally, perhaps, but to concentrate on surviving in America, which is a very difficult affair for a foreigner. And they have an emotional attachment to Mexico, but very few of them have an interest on having an influence on the U.S. that has repercussions in Mexico. That's a remarkable difference, for example, with the Cubans or with the Jewish, that have a very clear idea that what they are doing in the U.S. have an impact, or they want to have an impact on U.S. policy towards Israel or the Middle East.
There's been, in a number of our broadcasts, a question of who's the leader of the Spanish-speaking world, or you have Calderón as president, but is he truly a leader? And then over the last, let's say, month, there's been a use by Calderón of the media, particularly aimed at English-speaking media, but his speech has often been in Spanish. But his words, his thoughts have come out and have been reacted to by people in the United States. Is this a good thing? Is this the beginning of something? Is Calderón seen as the leader?
There are two dimensions to the question you put. The first one, who is the leader of the Spanish-speaking world? There are different leaders because the Spanish-speaking world is fragmented ideologically. For example, you have the more radical left, that is, whose leaders are Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez. And in Latin America, that left is becoming more and more powerful because the solutions brought about by capitalism and the Washington Consensus and all that have not been enough. I mean, the recipes that we were forced to swallow by the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank simply didn't work for a number of reasons. Therefore, you have a left current that has its leaders, the more radical ones, Chavez, Fidel Castro, and the more moderate, Michelet in Chile, or Kirchner and Lula in Argentina and Brazil. Then you have the most conservative Latin America. And you have to put Calderon in that, Felipe Calderon from Mexico, in that category. But I wouldn't say that he is regional leader. I mean, his victory in 2006 has been so questioned, and still one third of the Mexican population believe that he won due to an electoral fraud. So his credentials are not strong enough. He has been in power only for less than a year, and as a consequence, he does not have the following in Latin America. And the conservative has very few leaders, regional leaders, I can think of at this moment. Then you have the Spanish, because Spain is arriving in Latin America. The U.S. is losing ground and presence and credibility for a number of reasons, especially due to the invasion of Iraq. A number of international actors are arriving in Latin America, China, Iran. One of them is Spain, and Spain is slowly recovering, reconquering America, and regaining one space that Spain lost in 1898 when it was defeated by the U.S. in the Spanish-American War. So the continent, the Spanish-speaking Latin America, the Spanish-speaking world is going through a number of gigantic transformations that are changing the face of the region. And in that perspective, Calderon, so far, is a minor player. Now, the second dimension, and I took so long to give you an answer, it was a very good question, the one you put, Mike. As for the second, all Mexican presidents and politicians try to have an influence in American media. Some of them succeed more than others. My impression is that so far, Calderón is far, far away from having the impact that, for example, Carlos Salinas had. Carlos Salinas was most favorite technocrat of the American media. He was so praised, I mean, so adored. And of course, he failed them, he failed us, he failed history. So American media is very careful not to be manipulated as it was in the 1990s by Carlos Salinas. And of course, it gives space to Felipe Calderón. After all, he's the president of Mexico, and Mexico is important. But I don't detect a particular fascination with the personality of Calderón. Perhaps American media is more curious about Vicente Fox because, well, he's a rancher, a farmer, as George Bush, and he's more folkloric than Felipe Calderón. Felipe Calderón has not a very strong charisma. He's a dry individual in terms of personality, I mean. But that's my impression, of course.
Well, thank you, Sergio, and thank you, audience. And please add comments, www.marsound.com, and we'll talk to you soon.